Good evening, ladies, gentlemen, theys, and gays. This is the Real Pineapple. This is your boy, Hunter, here. Hope you're having a great night, day, weekend, whenever you're checking this out. So I just finished. I wanted to rewatch it. Oh God, why can't I wait to talk about Lady Gaga? Good evening, everybody. Sorry, it's whew. So you know, fuck it, I can talk about this. So, yeah, it's been kind of a weird 24 hours. I almost got hit by a car yesterday. I was on my daily walk, and this dog ran to the street, and this car went speeding around the corner way too quick. So, yeah, I ran out in the street trying to save the dog, and the car stopped a lot closer to me than I would have liked. Thankfully, the dog is fine, but yeah, I had a nice, solid, traumatic breakdown because of that shit. So, yeah, it's been a weird 24 hours, so I'm happy to be doing this. I did not go for a walk today. I'll probably get back to that tomorrow, but yeah. So people, please keep a leash on your dog, even if it's loose, like even if they're in the front yard with you, please, so that shit doesn't happen. Yeah, please do that. Anyways, I'm gonna go ahead and you know what? I don't want to get my channel suspended potentially because I'm sharing something off of YouTube. So I'm gonna just I'll just be watching this rewatching in a separate window. So a couple things as I dive into the my thoughts on the trailer. How do I put this? I have a very love-hate relationship with the original Joker film. I think And I'm blinking. I gotta pull this up. Joaquin Phoenix Oscar win. Oscar for Joker. I can't remember who was up against that year. I feel like that was a stacked year, and I feel like I think he didn't he shouldn't have won. I'm looking that up because I feel like there's one performance I was like, really? Oh yeah, he beat Adam Driver for Marriage Story. Yeah, that pissed me off. He's not better than Adam Driver or Marriage Story. Marriage Story is fucking great. Yeah, I fucking love Marriage Story. If you haven't seen Marriage Story, that's on Netflix. You should definitely watch that. With that said, I think Joaquin gives a great performance, even though I'm not crazy about the movie. I think the narrative that was being spun by certain media outlets, like, oh, this is gonna be, you know, don't go to the theater and see this, you might get shot. I mean, I think you could argue he's better in BlacKkKlansman, but they're two completely different movies. Like, they're insanely different films. Marriage Story, when he tells Scarlett Johansson he hopes that she dies, I was like, fuck, I believe that shit. Yeah, like, oof. Some rough movie to watch. But I did think Joaquin was really good in the performance at worst. Weirdly, Joker is one of those movies I bought on Black Friday because it was like 10 bucks. And I rewatched it during lockdown, like maybe 3 months in. And I remember, I think originally, what did I give it originally? I think I gave it a B plus originally, I think. Watching it back, I gotta admit, I like it less. There are things about it that I like less. For those of you who haven't listened to the review, I flat out or one of the trailer breakdowns for the original Joker. When we watched it, the final trailer, I flat out said on it, you can go back and play it. I told Scott and Colin, I was like, if this has a Batman origin, if this ends with the Joker killing Bruce's Parents in Crime Alley, I'm gonna lose my fucking shit. That's exactly what they showed, and I was like, you motherfucker. I was so mad, because all I heard that whole press tour is, oh, this is totally different from Batman. This is its own thing. And it's just like, oh, fuck you guys, you goddamn liars. And so, you know, it's very similar to the whole J.K. Abrams, like, no, Benedict Cumberbatch isn't playing Khan. No. It's a totally different character. It's like, you're a goddamn liar. And that's how I felt with the original Joker. And so I'll admit, going into this one, first off, it's a movie that does not need a sequel. There's no goddamn reason to do a sequel to this. I found it really funny that people thought that there wasn't going to be a sequel. The moment this crossed 500 million, I was like, oh yeah, we're getting a sequel. It doesn't fucking matter if they should do it or not. And you know, people had the nerve to go, oh, no, it's Hollywood. It's a sacred movie. It's like, you are high. Like, of course they're going to do a sequel to this shit. Just like they're going to do a sequel to Top Gun Maverick. Like, all these things that people go, like, these aren't franchises. Fuck off. Yeah, they are. And the one of my biggest concerns is that it's hard to make a musical anyway if you're a talented director. I'll pull up his IMDb because I, you know, but Todd Phillips, like, let's call it what it is. He's done at best one good Hangover movie, which would be the first one. The next two are diminishing returns like a motherfucker. I will say though, like, as a director, I mean, War Dogs is good. Two out of three Hangover movies are bad. I don't like Due Date. I think Due Date's a very not good film, like a C minus maybe at best. Starsky and Hutch is not good. Road Trip is not good. Old School's great. I do actually love Old School. He did School for Scoundrels, that movie with fucking Billy Bob Thornton what's his name? John Heder. Oh God, yeah, that's not a great movie. So, yeah, the resume is not super solid. We'll just say, but you do have to be a special type of director to handle a musical. Not everyone can handle a musical, just in the same way that not everyone can handle, you know, a superhero film. And that brings me to my other thing. Let me see what the budget on the original was. The budget for Joker, was like apparently between 55 and 70 million. Like, okay. Like, for a movie like that, for, you know, a Taxi Driver light, that kind of makes sense. Apparently the budget on this is 200 million. What the fuck? Why is this a $200 million budget? They're not fighting a giant starfish like in Suicide Squad. Like, why? What in the flying fuck warrants it being $200 million? I don't know. I would love to know where that money is going. So yeah, I'm very hesitant on this. But don't the trailer. There's this stuff I like. There's this shot at the 22-second mark of Lady Gaga lighting a cigarette in the darkness, and you can see it looks like flames outside. So maybe they went ahead and like set a fire. Someone set a fire and she's like basking in it. That's a really cool shot. I really like that shot. Actually. The shot at the 31-second mark, where it's got four different color umbrellas and Arthur looks up. That's a really cool shot as well. I've mentioned it before, and it bears repeating just because I'm such a fan. I fucking love Lady Gaga. I think the woman, I mean, yes, she's absolutely fine. Obviously, I'll get that out of the way now. But she's shown that she can be, like, really funny, like, on SNL. She's shown that she can be dramatic and intense in the American Horror Story. You know, obviously, A Star Is Born. I still stand by the fact she should have won the Oscar that year. Like, I loved her in Star Is Born. I thought she was so intense and beautiful and sexy and heartbreaking. That last song she sings in Star is Born is just like, that shit just breaks me whenever I watch it. I think she's amazing. And to get her to be Harley, I think it's a really like kind of a no duh choice. In the same way that if she was still with us, rest in peace, obviously, but in the same way that Brittany Murphy would have been a perfect Harley Quinn if she was still with us. I don't know. And again, her Joaquin Phoenix is one of the best actors we have in the game right now. I mean, for those of you who haven't listened to the show regularly, he did a film, God, it would have been 2 years ago, I want to say, called Come On, Come On for A24. It's a top three role of his for me. I fucking love him. Come on, come on. I think he is in the Hemsworth, but he's okay. Nice. I think Joaquin Phoenix is incredible. Her, if you haven't seen her, please watch that movie. That movie is absolutely incredible. But when I get down to this, shout out to Canada, who's been on the show before. My friend Brandon, and shout out to him, he's been on the pod before as well. Brandon pointed out something that I was going to point out, how it looks like Harley isn't his psychiatrist at first, which is, you know, a bit odd. And so Canada immediately retorts by saying, of course, she's not the Joker's psychiatrist because she's not Harley Quinn. She's a woman that inspires the real Harley Quinn to be the real Joker's therapist. And honest to God, that right there terrifies the fuck out of me, because I could see them completely going that direction and saying, see, this is a symbol about what society can be. And I do not want to hear that shit again, especially in musical form. Like, I fucking don't. And I'm so, like, after reading that, I'm like, oh God, they could do that. Fuck. So I'm, script wise, that is my biggest, like, I'm already kind of like, because again, I don't know what you possibly do to really warrant a sequel, because that's so much of the message in the first film. That's so much of what I really hated after a while. I really hated how Zazie Beetz is used, like the one woman of color is used as a plot device. And I could see them doing the similar thing with Gaga, you know, being like, oh, woman, plot device, cool. You know, it's more about Arthur's, you know, he's Matchbox 20. He's a little unwell, you know. Finn, I could see them going that route. And if they do that shit again, I'm going to be really agitated. Also, Martin Scorsese was a producer on the first one, as well as Bradley Cooper. It looks like neither of them are producer this time around. And the reason I point that out is because that kind of makes me think about Transformers to Transformers. What was the second one called? Rise of the Fallen, I think. Yeah, those titles are dumb. But yeah, it makes me think about something like that, where I go, is this going to be a case where you have less supervision around you, so you're able to, your bad tendencies as far as a director could be allowed to shine through more? Because again, not everyone can direct a fucking musical, and maybe Cooper and Scorsese were kind of the soundboards to kind of reel in some of Todd Phillips' bad tendencies as a director. If he has more control on this, which he goddamn well will, because his last film made $1 billion, that means the restraints are going to be, you know, less, and he might have a chance to just go buck wild, which could be a really bad thing, especially in the format that he's attempting to tell the sequel in. So I would be lying if I said that I wasn't really worried. With that said, there is this great shot of Joker and Harley at the 108 mark. I do like the way the sets are looking. There's a shot at 121 that says Joker and Harley. I love the way that looks. Looks very Carson. Pardon me, if my allergies are acting up here. I love the way that looks. I don't have the timestamp, but there is a point where Joker and Harley do that kick on the steps in unison. I fucking hated that. I'm just like, we don't, come on. Like, don't, like, I really didn't like that shot. But I love, but there's a shot between, it's like the 123 and like the 126 mark where Gaga's just dancing. I just like seeing Gaga dance. And it, and that scene looks like it could be particularly intense. The last shot that I do want to talk about is, and I got to give them credit to whoever cut the trailer. They knew exactly what they were doing because this is the money shot right here. You get this shot where Harley's on one side of the glass and she draws a lipstick a lipstick smile, and Arthur, you know, tilts his head and smiles so it looks like he's the Joker, even though he doesn't have the makeup on. Like, whoever decided to put that in, brilliant, because that's the only thing I'm seeing on Twitter and on social media. That's all anyone is talking about is that fucking shot. So the trailer ends on a high note. Like, don't, like, again, bravo to them on that front. But I don't know, y'all, a $200 million budget, making this a musical, I'm worried. Again, Gaga's great. Joaquin is great. Their performances might be enough to overcome what I think it could be a very derp script, but we'll see. We'll find out in, when is this out? October? October 4th, this is out. So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what this looks like. I don't even want to say I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm just feeling very cautious about it. James Gunn is a producer on it, but as much shit as James Gunn is trying to figure out, I how involved will he be? Not trying to be disrespectful, but you know, he's got Superman script, that Green Lantern show, I don't think is any closer than to where it should be. I mean, I've seen Lady Gaga live before. She puts on an amazing live show. If you get a chance to see Lady Gaga, she's well worth the money. She's fucking great. But yeah, I don't know. We'll find out. But I am. There wasn't enough in this trailer to make me go like, "Oh man, this could be great." I am still in that, like, this could suck. But we'll find out October 4th. You know, we will find out. But with that said, what do we got coming up? This weekend, I will have a stream for The Beekeeper and Monkey Man. I'm excited to go see Monkey Man. Gonna have a stream up this weekend for my 10 years anniversary doing the podcast. I'm really excited to just kind of talk about some memories of the show and how it started and all that fun stuff. And then I'm gonna review some other stuff, but I might have some interviews coming down the pipeline. So keep an eye out on all my socials for that. Speaking of interviews, I did do an interview recently, which if you have not checked out on the channel, you definitely should. But I did a interview with this actress Jennifer Levinson and this director Almang Avadan Antanir for this film Trust that just came out last month, which. My review is up on the channel for that as well. Please check both of those out if you haven't. I recently did streams reviewing Night 1 and Night 2 of WrestleMania, as well as ROH's Supercard of Honor. You can go ahead and check those out wherever you stream stuff. And then, let's see, what else? Gonna have a review up here soon for... I don't know what else I'm gonna review. Oh yeah, I said Monkey Man and The Beekeeper. Anything But You, I'll have a review up for that as well, along with some other stuff. So got some more streams coming up, but go ahead and just subscribe everywhere to go ahead and know when I'm be going live. But everyone, thank you so much for checking me out. I'm gonna keep this one short. Just want to come on real quick and review the trailer, but thanks, everyone. I hope you have a great night. Stay safe out there. We're almost at the weekend, thank God. And never forget, as always, to keep it real. I'll talk to y'all soon.